Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, and we are in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning today at Sif Zayin at the very top of the line. The Mechaber tells us, Afo pish osu lo litom kodim kiddush, as we've already mentioned several times, it is forbidden for a person to eat or taste anything before kiddush. What happens if a person did do this? Im tom, if he ate, which sounds like by accident, but we'll see, even if he ate intentionally, on purpose, nevertheless, mekadesh, whenever he can, he should still make kiddush. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkat Lamed Zayin, Pirish, kol eima shin iskar, whenever you remember, afil belayla, even if it's much later at night. V'lo neima, we don't say, well, in that situation, yamtin ad l'mochar baboker, kodim achila, wait till tomorrow morning already before the lunch meal, kidei she'a kiddush kodim atima. In this way, kiddush will be before you ate, before you taste anything. But no, we say, better to still make it at night when you're supposed to. U'mashman baposkim, he says, furthermore, it makes sense from the poskim, he brings down in the Rambam, the lav dafka tima bama. We're not talking here about just a little bit of the taste. Afilum avav yochol v'shosa, even if the person ate his entire meal and didn't make kiddush, gamkin tzarich l'kaddish achakach, he still should go and make kiddush now that night rather than waiting until the following morning. Dishavu number 43 brings down omlam lachzov lechol ot pan lachar kiddush. Does he have to go eat again? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down einot tzarich. He doesn't have to eat again. He just has to make kiddush and then he doesn't have to eat anymore. And it's dai b'mashochal suda kodem kiddush, and the meal that he ate before the kiddush, so to say, is the kiddush b'makum suda. Ah, yesterday we learned that that's not true. Yesterday we said if a person was eating Friday afternoon, and then Shabbos suddenly came, so then he has to make kiddush. So then there were opinions say he has to eat again. He can't rely upon the fact that he ate before, and so it's not called kiddush b'makum suda. So he brings down over here the difference is that here he ate a suda on Shabbos. So therefore, it's called suda Shabbos, and therefore, even though the kiddush comes afterwards, nechshav kiddush b'makum suda. However, yesterday, when we talked about when he ate a Friday noon meal, and even though it's stretched out all the way into Shabbos, that's a weekday meal, and you can't say it's necessarily kiddush b'makum suda. He does point out over here, however, if it's late Friday night when he remembers he didn't make kiddush, imavas man misudaso, and he finished eating 2-3 hours ago, a while ago, then the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Pei Tes brings down he should eat again something, at least the kezayis, so the kiddush will be b'makum suda. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, in low kiddush b'layla, if a person for whatever the reason did not make kiddush at night, ben b'shogi ben b'mezer, whether he did this intentionally or was by accident, yesh lo tashlum l'mocher kol yom, he has an opportunity to make up for missing out on the kiddush on Friday night, and he can make kiddush all day Shabbos during the day. The Mishneh Berurah brings down in Siv Kot Lamed Ches, u'pashut deboinon shiyah gam kein makom suda kama b'layla, and this kiddush shouldn't just be stam a kiddush, it should be kiddush b'makom suda, just like the Friday night meal was supposed to be kiddush b'makom suda. Dishavu number 44 brings down, Ba'av shemekadish lotzei sidei chovas kiddush alayla, even though technically this is the fulfillment of the nighttime meal, nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, mikol mokum eino tzorich loshuv ulekadish kiddush hayom. So now you're making kiddush before your lunch meal, you don't have to make another kiddush at Shalosh Shudah, so to say, to make up for it. Because even though this is the kiddush for the night, it also counts as the kiddush for the day as well. As opposed to, for whatever reason, if a person didn't have kiddush by the Shabbos lunch meal, so then he should make kiddush by Sudosh Shlishis. Mishneh Berurah Sivkat Lamed Tes, we said you can make it all day long, until Ad Ben HaShmoshos, you can still make kiddush until twilight. Or Ben HaShmoshos, and if you didn't make kiddush by twilight, so and now it's twilight on Shabbos the afternoon, Mitzadi the Prima Gordon, the Prima Gordon brings down the Yomer HaNusach Shel Kiddush. You should say the Nusach of the Kiddush, however, without the actual bracha at the beginning and at the end. B'li HaSkor HaShem U'malchus B'psicho V'chasima. So don't make the bracha to Hashem U'kenu M'cholam at the beginning, or the Baruch HaTo Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos at the end, just say Mekadesh HaShabbos at the end. And he says, look in the Prima Gadim over there for the details. Dear Shifut number 45 brings down, V'yafim kvar gomer lecho suda shlishis uberech bechze mazon. Even if a person's already finished the suda shlishis on Shabbos afternoon, it's not yet nighttime, it's not the twilight yet, but he's finished his three meals, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Chayv lekadesh alayayim lecho. He should go and eat another meal. He should make kiddush and eat another meal. Kedin kiddush b'makum suda. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, when you do make kiddush during the daytime, however, v'omer kol ha-kiddush alayla, you make the entire kiddush of night, asher kishon mitzvah v'ratzavon, you make the regular nusach of the brach of the kiddush mekadesh ha-shabbos, however, milvad, you don't say vayichulu. You don't have to repeat vayichulu. And the reason is, the Mishneh Berurah says, the Sivkot Mem, lefisha b'layla, hoysu g'mar melechas Hashem yisparach, because God finished Vayichulu, he finished concluding the making of the world at the nighttime when it started Shabbos, and therefore we don't say Vayichulu during the daytime. Siftes. The Mechaber writes, Tzorach Shetia Mapa L'Shulchan Tachas HaPas. This is a very important din. Everybody's familiar with this. The person puts a mapa, some type of a cloth, underneath the challah, as well as Umapa Acheres Prusa Al Gabav, and the challah cover on top of the challah. In other words, you have a tablecloth or a napkin or something underneath the challah, and as well you have a mapa, the challah cover, on top of the challah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Mem Aleph, Bitur B'Shem Yushami. The first reasoning brings down for doing this is brought down by the Torah in the name of the Yushami, Shelo Yira Pas Boshto, so that the Pas should not see its embarrassment. What does that mean? Shem Mekachim Elov Elo Alayayim, because normally we make, in the order of brachos, we make first on bread. Bread is the highest priority bracha, and afterwards if you have wine, you make bracha on the wine. But here you're making the bracha on the wine first. So to say, to cover up the embarrassment of the challah, Behu Yishyesh Lo Din Kadima B'Shari, since the challah would normally come first, we cover it up now when you're making the kiddush first. Therefore, im kaddish al pas, if a person is making kiddush on pas, according to this reasoning of the Torah in the Yerushalmi, ain't no tzarech l'chasu sulav b'mapa, then you don't have to cover up the bread because there's no boshes over here. There's no embarrassment, so to say. Now, of course, when we say embarrassment to the bread, we understand the bread's an inanimate object, doesn't have embarrassment. I heard once from my Rebbeim, the idea that if we teach ourselves that we have to be concerned about the embarrassment of an inanimate object that doesn't have an ability to be embarrassed, Allah has kama v'kama, we'll be careful and not to embarrass a human being who never can very unfortunately feel embarrassment. In any event, that's the first reason. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Torah brings down a second reason, that it's a reminder of the mon, that the mon came down, that when the mon came down, there was the dew underneath it and the dew above it. And therefore, even if you're making kiddush on the bread, it's a reminder of Zeichel Amon, so you still have to cover up the bread. Certainly if you're making kiddush on wine, but even if you're making kiddush on bread, you have to cover it up. And he says, this is in fact the minhag. Dishavu number 47 brings down, what happens if you have a transparent cover? You have a see-through covering of the challah. So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says, according to the Tam that says the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, so then, so to say, the bread is still able to see its embarrassment. And therefore, you would need to cover it up with something that is not transparent. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that a nylon or some sort of a see-through type of a cover, the ikkar is because that the bread should really be covered up, and therefore this covers up the bread, even if it's see-through. The issue footnote number 48 brings down a very common situation. Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down what happens if one person is making kiddush, let's say at a Sudas Mitzvah or something like that, and everybody has little challahs in front of them. Everybody has the two challah rolls in front of them, and one person is making kiddush. Do you have to cover up your challahs in front of you? So Rav Moshe Paskins over here, Sha'afim Yotzi Midei Chovas Kiddush Miyodam Achi, even though if somebody else is making the kiddush, you should cover up your challah rolls in front of you. And he says, this is according to the reasoning, that the bread represents over here the mon that was covered up on the top and the bottom. So to over here, it has to be covered up on the top and the bottom. And even according to reasoning that the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, the bread is, so to say, still being embarrassed. However, Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, according to the opinion that the bread shouldn't see its embarrassment, ain't sarach lechatzos apas el hamakadish, only the one who's being makadish or anybody's going to taste it, because the other people aren't having the wine, so there's no embarrassment, so to say, to the bread. He in fact paskin this lahalocha, you don't have to cover up the breads at all the other tables. What about by shalashudis? Do you cover up the bread by shalashudis? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, ein darcheinu lasos kim, we don't do this. The minhag's not to do this. And he adds, sha'af upi shilafi atam shakisu zeil chamon, even though according to the reason that it's remnant of the mon, so you should cover it up, nevertheless, mikol mokom ikar adin kifi atam shel boshes apas. The real reason is the boshes of the pas, and there is no kiddush by shalashudis. Now, we are going to learn later on that there is a concept of kiddush by shalashudis, but that kiddush, according to many, is made after you wash on the bread. So therefore, there's no boshes of the bread over here. The bread is coming first. However, he does bring down the eshel of Romi Bochach, Shenochel Nechasas is a pas, gam besud the shlishes. He says you should cover up the bread even by shalashudis. In any event, back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Umashma be Prima Godim, based upon the Prima Godim, Shelechol Hatamim Dai be Mekadish al Hayayin Shiim Chusa ad Acha Shigomar Kiddush. According to both of these reasons, it's adequate, at least if you cover up the bread until you're done with Kiddush. Then theoretically, the bread no longer technically needs to be covered. In fact, in the Mishnah Zov, he brings down Sheev Shalohosir Samapa Miyad Lacha Birchas Bori Priyagofen. One could technically take off the challah cover right after you make the Bori Priyagofen. You don't even have to wait till the end of the Kiddush, technically. Certainly, the minhag is not like this. Mr. Brewer continues and he writes, V'chein b'shachrus, we're making Kiddush at Shachrus. Tzorcha gam kin liyos ha'pas m'chuse ad achar ha'kiddush mitom me'lo. The same reasons that we just brought down, you also keep the challah covered by Shachrus, the Suda Shachrus. U'b'chai yod ha'mashma l'latam zeich l'mon, according to the reasoning of zeich l'mon, tov she'e m'chuse ad achar b'chas ha'motzi. You should really keep it covered, because it's reminiscent of the mon, you should keep it covered up until after the bracha of ha'motzi, which is again, I think, what most people do. Then he brings that from the Elyur Rabba and the Derech HaChayim. Kishim Makani Shalapas, when a person makes Kiddush on bread. Again, something pretty unusual today, but when it's done, Yaniach Yodav Alamapa, you put your hand on the cover, the challah cover, Bialalecha Mishnah, Bishasa Kiddush, and you hold both the cover, the challah cover, and the Lecha Mishnah when you're making Kiddush. Ukishi Yagil Amotzi, when instead of making Bar Pir Gafin, you're now making Amotzi Lechem in Aretz, Yigal Alechem Mishnah, you open up the Lecha Mishnah, you uncover it, and you hold them both with your hands, and you say, Amotzi. Ukishiyagil Hashem, and now when you reach the bracha, bracha to Hashem, yagbi Hashem lemala, you hold them up high, achigmar Hashem, until you say the name of Hashem, yachakach enich, and then you can put it down. Yachagmar Hamotzi, then you finish saying Hamotzi, yachzav yachasi b'mapi, you then cover it up again for the rest of the Kiddush, yaniach yodo aleim, achigmar Kiddush, and you hold it until you're done with the Kiddush. Sifyut. The Mechaber writes, Mekadish al kos mola yayin. When you make Kiddush, you should fill up the cup completely to the top of the cup to make Kiddush on it. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Membeis, the koshel Kiddush v'avdala, a cup of Kiddush, a kosel bracha, shel Kiddush v'avdala, who bichlal shar koshel bracha, is like any other koshel bracha, the tzorch shia mola. It should be a complete cup. The Chanal b'simen kuf pe gimels, we've already learned, Sif Beis, b'hagah, and the Ram over there. V'yemeinenu mola, if it's not full to the top, but the ein lo kos acher lo aros besocho, and you have no other smaller cup that you can fill it up in a smaller cup to the top, muta lekadish lof, then you can use a bigger cup that's filled up at least kiven sheish shir revius by yain shebesocho, as long as it has a revius yain inside of it, and it's a bigger cup, and you don't have enough wine to fill it to the top, and you don't have a smaller cup to pour it into, so as long as it has a revius yain, even though it's not filled to the top, you can make kiddush on it, uke demukach lekami besifyut alef, as we're learning Yitzhak Shem in tomorrow's shift. The Chaba continues, likewise he says, this coast that you're making Kiddush on, Shloye Pogum, it shouldn't be a Pogum cup. What does that mean? Hainu, the Mr. Burr, Sivkot Mem Gimel, Hainu Sheim Shasa Echem Imenu, if somebody else drank from this cup, Pigamo, they ruin it, so to say, they blemish it, they ain't Lekadish love, and you shouldn't make Kiddush in a cup that somebody else drank from, unless you refill it, of course, then we know that that's acceptable. And these laws were taught to us, Ein Le'el B'simen Kuf Pebez, Shem Mevor, Prate Dine Kos Pogum, we learn these halachos, Ein Shem Siv Zayin over there, De Vishas Atrach, if you have no alternative, Shein Lo Kos Acher, there is no other cup of wine, Ein Lo Eitzel Asakin Akos, and there's no way you can fix the cup, there's no more wine to pour into it, nothing else you can pour into it, Mevor Chalak Kos Pogum, then the bottom line is, you can make a bracha on a Kos Pogum if there is an alternative. However, the Eshel Avraham brings down in Sivkot and Lamed the Bekiddush Shalayla. If you're talking about Friday night, you do have an alternative. Efshar Shetov Yoser Sheikadish Lapas. It's better if you make Kiddush on the bread. On Friday night, you have that option. Shabbos lunch, you don't have that option, but Friday night, you have that option rather than using a Kos Pogum. The Chabad continues and he says, the Kiddush Kop, Viton, Komash, Viton, Koshal, Birchas Amazon. All the laws of a Koshal, Birchas Amazon apply to a Koshal Kiddush as well. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Mem Dalet. Hainu, Shea Koshalim, it should be an intact cup, a non-broken cup. Via Mudach, Hete, Bifnimum, Bilchutz, you should make sure it's rinsed out from the inside and the outside before you use it. The issue for number 52 reminds us, however, that we did say that if you wash it out, for example, Friday night, and it's in a safe place and it hasn't become dirty, so then you don't have to rewash it out again on Shabbos lunch. Similarly, when you wash it out to put it away on Erev Motzei Shabbos, so then if you have it in a safe place and nobody's used it since then, you don't have to rewash it, so to say, Friday night Kiddush the next week. You can rely upon that. And likewise, if it was dirty from mitzvah wine, so then you technically don't even have to wash it out as well. However, he points out that if it was somebody else's mitzvah wine, then you should rinse it out, even though you may not mind about it. Nevertheless, it's brought down that when you give a cup to somebody else to drink, that's not a proper thing to do, and therefore you should rinse it out. If it was somebody else's Kiddush cup that they used it for, and it has the remnants of wine inside of it, you should rinse it out. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'chol shar dvar v'nizka leil b'simen kuf pegimel, all the other rules that we talked about in terms of the kosher birchas hamazon apply as well. The inyan kosher birchas hamazon apply over here to the kosher kiddush. Then the Mechaber tells us, how do we actually make kiddush? V'omer v'yichul me'umad, you should say v'yichul ha'shamayim, that first paragraph while you're standing up. V'yachakach omer bar pi ha'gofen, then you make the bar pi ha'gofen, and then you make v'yachakach kiddush, you make asher kitshanum, v'yitzasav ratzavanu, etc., until Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Mem Hei, why do we stand up for Vayichulu? Shu Eidus al Bria Shemayim Varetz. You're testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and the Aretz. The Eidus Bo'ino Me'umad. And we make edus, testimony standing up. Even though we already said it. So why do we repeat Vayechulu, even though we said it in Shul, to Biyotze, your family that wasn't at Shul? That's brought down the name of the Torah. The Rakeach brings another reason, the name of the Medrash. The Tzarech lo ma'vechulu shalosh pamim. Our Minhag, and we discussed this previously, we learned by Chulu, that we say by Chulu three times. Echad b'tfila once in the Shmoneh Esrei, v'echad l'achar tfila once after the Shmoneh Esrei, v'echad alakos. And one time when we come home, alakos. The Kosvach ronim dim shachach lo ma'vechulu b'shas kiddush. If you forgot to say by Chulu, so whenever you remember, in the middle of the meal, omer b'em tzasuda alakos. You take a cup of wine and you make it alakos. The issue for number 54 brings down, in that situation, you make the Vayechulu first, and then you make the Bari Priya Goffin, because even though the kos is coming because of Vayechulu, Mikol Makom Lo Yavarach Es Birchas Hayayin Lefnei Kein. Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down that you shouldn't say the Bari Priya Goffin first, Shkivin She'ein Amiris Vayechulu Elo L'chumra. There's only a Chumra over here, and a Hidr, Yesh L'haktin Es Vayechulu L'Birchas HaKos. So you don't have a Hefzik over here by saying the Bari Priya Goffin, then Vayechulu, first say Vayechulu, and then say the Bari Priya Goffin. He also brings down what happens if somebody doesn't have a kos in the middle of the meal. So the Chayyadim brings down. So you say Vayechulu even without a kos. Now the Mechaber did not mention anything about sitting down for the rest of the Kiddush. But the Ramon now says, Hagov, V'yochol lamo b'shas ha-Kiddush, while you are allowed to stand up during the entire Kiddush, he brings down the Yosir Tov Leishiv. He brings down in the Kobo that it's preferable to sit down for the rest of the Kiddush after Vayechulu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memvav, the B'chi Ha'gadna mikrei tvei Kiddush v'makom suda, because when you're sitting down, it appears more like you're eating the meal, and therefore the Kiddush is b'makom suda. Kivish Yoshi b'makom suda, so you're sitting down in the place where you're having the meal, b'eis ha-Kiddush, at the time you're making Kiddush. The Kain Hiskim B'vira Gro. The Vilna Gaon brings this down as well. However, he brings a different reason. Mitam Acher. The reasoning is, the Kivun She'echad Poter Chaveru, since one person is exempting his fellow man by making Kiddush for the entire table, but Inun Kvius Sheikbo B'yachad. You need a Kvius over here, and you can only have a Kvius Ubi Yeshiva Mikre Kvius. By sitting down, you make a Kvius. Now, how do you explain the minhag for many people that do not sit down for the Kiddush? So basically, we explain the Vilna Gaon over here, that the kviyas is by all standing over there together, waiting to hear the kiddush together, that is considered a kviyas as well. The Chanal B'Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, this din has been discussed previously in Kuf Samach Zayin. Well, Tvi Dvar, according to the Vilna Gaon, Gama Shomen Tzrich Leishiv, therefore, everybody has to be sitting down, not only the person making the kiddush. V'tov Li Zar B'Zeh L'Chachila, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is over here that one should do this, and one should sit down for the kiddush, everybody, not only the person making the kiddush. But this is only l'chatchila. But everybody can't be milling around. They all have to intently listen to the one making the kiddush and biyotze. Not more about the room. Moving about, that's not considered a kviyas. And therefore, if somebody is being motzei other people, they all should be standing by their places and listening intently to the kiddush and not moving about. Then the Ramah brings down, there are those that are noeg, v'noagim leishiv, af b'shor shomer v'chulu. There are many people that sit down even during Vayechulu. Rakish k'mash schilin, odin k'tzaf l'kvod Hashem. And only at the very beginning, they stand up when they very say at the very beginning, l'kvod Hashem, in honor of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they say, k'mash schilin, yom ha-shishi, Vayechulu ha-shamayim, that is the Rosh Tevos, yud kei vav kei, v'nir mas Hashem b'Rosh Tevos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Zayin explains the Kivin Shamruah Kvar BeBeis HaKnesses. Why don't we have to stand up for Vayechulu? Didn't we say it's Eidus? So he says no. We already stood up in the Beis HaKnesses and we said Vayechulu there Meumud. So Ein Makpidim Shuval Zeh. And therefore we don't have to be careful to stand up again now. The Omri No Somi Yushav Kmo Shara Kiddush. He says this is perfectly acceptable to sit down during Vayechulu just like the rest of the Kiddush. The issue footnote number 56 brings down basically all the opinions about Kiddush. He brings down the name of the Primer Gadim Shamina Glomer Meudah. The people do say the Kiddush standing up. He then brings down the minhag of the Chazon Ish, as well as the opinion of the Stipler's brother-in-law, of Kanievsky, Zatzal, was to sit down through the entire Kiddush, including Vayechulu. And this is also the opinion of the Chavetz Chaim. And likewise, the opinion of Chaim Brisker and the Griz, Rizuk Zev Brisker, his son. However, Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, the Igros Moshe brings down that one should l'chatchila say Vayechulu standing up, and the rest of the Kiddush, one should say B'Yeshiva. And finally, we conclude with Ketosa Shulchan, who brings down Shaminug Etzlam Lamo. Their minug was to stand up for the Kiddush, Vua Piasod, based upon Kabbalistic hidden reasons. Therefore, there are many different opinions as to how one should be positioned during the Kiddush, and each person should follow his minug. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, Ukishamaskal Yitineno Beneros. When you're starting the Kiddush, you should look at the candles. He brings us down the name of the Maril and the Sechel Tov. And while you're making the Kiddush, Ubishasa Kiddush, Bekoshal Bracha. You should look at the Koshal Bracha, Lechay Nirali. It is to me correct, the Ramah says, and Ayin La'el Sim Kupe Gimel Siv Dalid. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Tes says, it says over there, the Shamavar is there, Sheitin Eno Bekoshal Bracha. You should always look at the Koshal Bracha, Shalay Siach Daito, that you shouldn't lose focus on that bracha. The issue foot number 58 says, if you need to look at a sitter, though, that's perfectly fine, because you're not going to lose your concentration by looking at the sitter. The Gemara Sifkat Memches says, when you're looking at the candles, it's a school of the refuah seinayim, helps you with your eyesight, shakoya de psi agasa, that weaken by taking large steps. You aim a doctor, you can mazeko kach, you bring down the name of the Al-Yarabah, that we aren't so careful about this. That concludes today's share.